Yoma Yova Yaleha Veloch Lelisha. So Mashu, when the Yova makes via Yova Yaleha, that's his Maisa Kedushin. That's the way he marries her. For the Gemara V'yayma L'kula Milsa Kisha, maybe no, it's completely like an Isha. Whereas my Isha is the Kesa Shtava Via, maybe Yova Masa with either one of the three. True, he could do it with Via. But since the Pasuk says Veloch Lelisha, that Vayivmi is taking her for your wife, maybe you could be miyaving your Yavama with any one of the three kinyanim. Maybe with Shtar and Kesav also. Ditimor says, no, let's talk about it. This you can't think. The time you will learn. Yochel ye Kesav Shtar Gemrimbo, maybe by your mitzvah Yibum. You could be miyaving your sister-in-law. But with Shtar or with Kesav. And Kederach Shebi Yagamerizbo, just like Bia, finishes off the kinyan. Maybe who had in Shtar and Kesav also. On this note, Tam 11, the Pasuk says, Viyivma. It says Lashin v'yivma that we dashin bia gomeres bo v'yein kesef v'shtar gomer bo. It's an extra word here v'yivma. He just asked a bia. So Rashi says bia mashma shono l'makasim liyakif. And the Torah already said one time yivama yova yaleha. Why does it say a second time v'yivma, a second time to make bia? It comes to teach us that only bia helps by yivum and nothing else. For the Gemara now v'yema my v'yivma, maybe you know what the pasuk means v'yivma the bar korcha. Maybe it means that if the Yovam wants to marry you, even by force he could do it. But maybe only through Bia, but maybe through Kesef and Shtar also. So Mar says, Mi Yovam. Now then I know from the Prostak of Mi Yovam. For the Marim came, Lay Makro, Vi Yovam. Mai Vi Yivma, Shema Mina Tat. Here I hear two things. But in the Mai Vi Yivma, the Bar Korcha Mina, he gets like this. The question was, Vi Yema, let's say, my v'yivma, what does the pasuk mean v'yivma? To ba'akorcha miyabim, maybe it means he could force her to have yivum. So mele, how do I know to say that could be her? So Marin says, if it's only to tell us by force, him came le mekro v'yivim. My v'yivma, what's the extra? Hey, shamat mina tarat, here we hear two things. That you can even be miyabim by force, and also, well, then you could do it even ba'akorcha, and also, that could be his goymer, and not shtar and kesef. Then b'chalitza. That means once she takes off his shoe, she becomes mutter to everybody. Is that what the post is telling us now? The nikra shmei b'yisrael, b'yisrael means that she's mutter to anybody now. Like we learned, Rav Shmuel bar Yuda b'yisrael. What does the post mean b'yisrael? The bezden shei yisrael. That chalitza has to be done in front of a bezden shei yisrael. So that's what we word. That's what we use for the word b'yisrael. So how do you know b'yisrael means she's muta? So Marin says trei b'yisrael k'siv. It says two times the word b'yisrael in the parsha of chalitza, and one is to teach us dafka bezden shei yisrael, and one is to teach us that after chalitza she's muta to anybody. The akatim are still no mi boiler. We need to look at time like we learned. Rav Yuda, pa machas yinu yeshnof le Rav Tarfin, o vossi yivoma lachlitz, and yivoma came to take off the shoe, the yom alonu, and Rav Tarfin said to us all standing there, onu kuchim, everybody has to answer together, v'yomru, chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal. So, why? Because the pasuk says, be Yisroel, mashma, in front of the Yisroel, you have to say this. The Torah says, no, humi v'nikra shmai nafka. That's from the word v'nikra shmai, you have to call out, we know you have to, everybody has to call out, chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal. For the word Yisrael means to teach us that after Chalitza, she's mutter to anybody in Yisrael. All right, I'll stop here. You're holding that for Yud-Dalad Amar Aleph. Can the last Gemara say over again about the Chalitza? As the Mishnah says also, the Chalitza, that's the way Yavama goes out free. So Minolan, how do we know when the Yovan, when they make Chalitza, that she's muta to get married? To accept the pasuk says, V'nikra Shmoi B'Yisrael, Beis Chalutz Hanuel. I mean, after that she makes the Chalitza, then we call her name Shmoi B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz. So Idashana means, Kivan Shecholatz Bo Noal. As soon as she takes off his shoe, is Hutra L'Chol Yisrael. Then she's muta to get married to anybody. So Rashi says, the way Idashana is, Be Yisrael beis chalutz hochi mashma. Be Yisrael ruya lahavi lebeis mishacholza. That she's fit to come into Yisrael right after she has chalitza. So this is the pasuk to say that chalitza would help. So Moses says, no. Hi Yisrael, hochu diyoso. Does this word Yisrael come for this? That we dashim be Yisrael means the bezdin shall Yisrael. For loy be bezdin, our girsah shall empty chavim. But on the side, the girsah should be gerim. Has loy be bezdin shall gerim. Because if it's a bezdin shall goy, pshita. I mean, the goyim can't be a bezdin. Skor means even a Jewish bezdin shall gerim is no good. It has to be dafka bezdin of Yisrael and not a bezdin made up from gerim. So Morris says, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, trade the Yisrael ksivi. It says two times in this pasha the word Yisrael. So Morris says, v'yakatimi boiler, still we need it. Likidatoni, like we learned. Om Rav Yehuda, ta machasi inu yeshem lefnei Rav Tarfin. I was once sitting in front of Rav Tarfin. Ol vosi yivom alachlet, and ol yivom came to make chalitza. The yom alonu, and he said back, like after the chalitza, onu kuchem, everybody should answer together and say the yom and say, chalutz hanoa, chalutz hanoa. Everybody has to say together these words, Chalutz Hanoel. So Huri learns it out from the word Yisrael. So we need already two drushes from these two Yisraels. So how do we know to say that after Chalitza she's muta to get married? So Gemara says, that we learn out from the pasuk Mivanikra Shema, they have to call out its name. That's how we know you need a Kriya. How do we know that she's muta? That's from the first word, Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says, B'misas HaYovim. When the Yovim dies, also she becomes Yavam is muta to get married. So Mura says, Minolan, how do we know this when the Yavim, when the brother dies, and there are no other brothers alive, that now she's muta to get married? So Mura says, Kal v'choyma, v'kal v'choyma. Uma eshes ish, madach, a regular lady that's married. She b'cheneg. If somebody lives with her, he's chayiv cheneg. Misas habal matirosa. And still we say, when the husband dies, he's matah, she becomes muta to remarry, and so Yavama. Now when the husband died and the brother's alive, there's a mitzvah Yavim. Even after the mitzvah Yivam, she belav. There's only a lav upon the Yivam, a lav l'shuk, that she can't get married l'shuk, it's only a lav. So like Kol Shchen, isn't it for sure Svar to say that the Misa of the Yivam should be Mata, when the Yivam dies, she should be muted to remarry? Samara says, no, Mali Eishasish, I tell you, Eishasish is different. Eishasish, when she's married, I'll tell you, she can yoitza the get. There's a new Yitzia, she goes out with a get. Tiyama Bizum, Ashenken over here, a Yivamo, Shainu yotza beget. When there's a brother alive, she can't go out with a get. So maybe who adin the nisas of the yovim is not matah. Maybe she still can't remarry. So Mara says, Hanami yotza bechalitza. No, Hatoi yovama goes out with chalitza. So just like an eshesish goes out with a get, she goes out with chalitza. So still we have the svara of the nisa of the husband is matah his wife, even though when he was alive there was a chiv nisa. So Yavam Lashuk, that there's only an Isalav, Yavam Lashuk, for sure when the Yavam dies, she should be Mutter. This Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Ashi, Hanami. No, Ella, the Gemara says, ask the question like this rather. Ella, Mali Eishas Ish, Shekain Oisra Matira. I'll tell you, by wife it's different. Oisra means the same man that made the Kedushin, the husband that made the Kedushin, that asked the Lashuk, he's the one that now is Mata. That's why his Misa is Mata, his wife, that she's Mutter. But Mashenkin over here, who made the Issa, the brother that died? He was the one that married her first. Now when the brother died, the brother alive has the mitzvah Yibum. So maybe his Misa can't be Mata the Issa that his brother made. And this thing Marian says, no, I'm a Rav Ashi, Hanami Oisra Matira. Here also, by Yibum, it's also called the one now that's making the Issa. When he dies, he's being Mata. Why? Yavam Oisra Yavam Sharila. Because Lamasha, when her first husband died, if there would be no brothers alive right now, she would be mutter to remarry. Why is she also to remarry? Why does she have a shen yivama? Only because there are brothers alive. So the brother that's alive, he's the one that's making the issur upon her. Therefore, when the brother dies, the svari, he should be able to be mutter, she should be mutter to remarry. Now the Gemara says, okay, good. So that's how we know the Kavachayma, that when the yavam dies, the Yavama is Muta. Now the Gemara says, Utehei Eishes Ish Yoitza V'Chalitza. Mikal V'Chayma. Why don't I say that your own wife, if she wants to make Chalitza with the husband, maybe that's also Matah to remarry. And now the V'Chayma now. Uma Yavama, Madach by Yavama. Sheina Yoitza the Get. She does not go out with the Get. A Yavama, if the Yavam gives her a Get, it means nothing Midiraisa. It's only Midirabonin, but not Midiraisa.
Still, we say what Yaitza the Chalitza, the Yavama goes out free. When she makes Chalitza, is so zu, a regular wife, a regular wife and husband, she Yaitza the get. That when the husband gives his wife a get, she goes out free. Is Einar Din, isn't it for sure, Svara like a Kabachayma, she Yaitza the Chalitza? That if she wants to make Chalitza now with the husband, maybe Chalitza should be mat to every Eshesish. Maybe every Eshesish should also be able to make a Chalitza. And this Gemara says, no, Al Makro, the Pasuk says, Seifa Krisus. When you're married and you want to get rid of your wife, it's only with a Seifa Krisus, only with a get. So we dash in Seifa Korsa. Only if the husband writes a Seifa, writes a get and gives it to his wife, is she muta. But the Ein Dover Acha Korsa. Nothing else helps her to be Mata. So therefore, this Pasuk tells us the opposite of the Svara, that Chalitza does not help by regular Eshesish. Now the Gemara says, okay, but Utehe Yavama Yaitse Beget. Why don't we say a Yavama, has a husband died, and they had no children, and their brother's alive. So we say now the only way the brother can be Mata is either with Chalitza, or else if he dies. The question is, why doesn't it get help? Let's say a get should help also. And I'll tell you, Mikal V'chema, I'm Mikal V'chema now. Or Ma Eishes Ish. Ma, just like by, when she's a regular marriage, an Eishes Ish. Shein Yaitza b'chalitza. When the husband's alive, there's no way that the wife can make chalitza. Still, Yaitza b'get. If the husband wants to, he can give her a get. She goes out with a get. Is zu by Yavama. Shein Yaitza b'chalitza. If the Yavam wants to give a chalitza, chalitza helps and she's muta, is Einar Din, isn't it for sure, Svara to say, Shein Yaitza b'get, then maybe the Yavam should be able to give his Yavama, to give her a get and she's muta liyalma. And this Gemara says, no, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kocha. Kocha means this is the way you should do it. And Rashi says, Kocha, Yaseh, Ashela Yivna. This is the way you're supposed to do it. If they didn't make Yibum, what you're supposed to do is to make Chalitza. So we're saying now, V'kocha Ikuva. And therefore, V'kocha is like an extra word to say it's Ikuva. That it has to be only through Chalitza and nothing else. There's no other way to be Mati Yo Yavama. Get would not help, only Chalitza. Now the Gemara says though, but you want to tell me, v'chol heichodiki kuva, whenever there's a posik, that the posik says something special, which is mashmali kuva, only this way, you want to tell me, lo darshi kalvachayma. If so, then that goes against the kalvachayma. Like really over here, we have a kalvachayma to say that the yavam, the brother, should be able to give his brother's wife a get. So you're telling me now, because the posik says kocho, like an extra posik to likuvai, that you have to make chalitza, so the extra posik is going against the kal v'chayma. So Mar says, is that true? For Yom Kippur, by the kabbonis of Yom Kippur, the posik says, goyro b'chukah. We know how we convey the shneis irim, one is lazozel and one is v'chatis, we make a goyro, and the one that goes on at l'ashem is the chatis, the one that goes lazozel is lazozel. And there it says, goyro b'chukah. In other words, it's likuva, that what's kaveya, which animal, which seer is the chatis, and which seer is for the lazozel, the goyro. The Tanyan, still we learned, the pasuk says, the asol chatis, that we dashin ha-goyro oisa chatis, v'yein ha-shem oisa chatis. That only the goyro, they have to pick out from the goyro, they put in two pieces of paper in the hat there, like one says, not in the hat, in the box there, that one says lashem and one says lazozel. So only through the goyrel do we say which one is the chatis. But we ain't Hashem is the chatis. It's not enough just to call that the kohen should say, I want this one to be a chatis. That does not make it a chatis. And we need a pasuk for this. Because otherwise, Sheyachal, I would have thought to say, V'aloi dinu, really it's a svar like this. Oma b'mokim shle kiddush goyrel. Madach in a regular place. Where the kiddush ha-goyrel does not help. Still we say kiddush Hashem. That Kiddush Hashem helps by regular kanim. Like Lamosha, when an Isha has to bring a pair of a kanim, and it says, Echad Achatis V'Echad B'Yoyla, and there's no halacha of a girl. A girl only helps by Yom Kippur, but by other kabbonis of other girl doesn't help. So what makes which kan, which bird is the chatis, which is an oyla? The Kriyas Hashem, what you call it. So if so, Mokim Shek Kiddush HaGoyrol. If so, by Yom Kippur, by the Shnei Sirim. Here there's a mitzvah, what you have to use the Goyrol. So Einar Din, isn't it for sure a svar to say, Shei Kaddish Hashem, that if you would want to, you could also make a Kiddush Hashem means at the time when you buy it, you could say clearly, I'm buying this one for the Chattis, and I'm buying this one for the Oyla. So it should be good. On this we say no, Talmud Lomar, we need a special pasuk to say, V'yasol chatis ha-gerul. That we dashin ha-gerul lo yisachatis, v'yein ha-shem lo yisachatis. So you have a special pasuk here to say that only the gerul can make the difference in the two sirim on Yom Kippur, which is the sir la-shem, the chatis, and which is the one la-zozel. And so we need a special pasuk. So Gemara says, V'taymah, what's the reason? V'liyatakro, because you have a special pasuk that only the gerul does it, and not the kriyas ha-shem. Without this special posik, Tashin and Kavuchayma, I would have made this Kavuchayma to say that a Kriyas Hashem should also help. Even though it says in this Pasha the word Chuka. So you see, even though there's a posik Likuva, still when I have a Kavuchayma, I make the Kavuchayma. So by Yibam also, by Yivama. Even though true there says an extra word, Kocha, that you need Chalitza, but I have a Kavuchayma to say a get should also be good. So maybe a get is good. The Gemara says, no, on Makro, the Pasuk says, law. The Kosav law, when you write a get to your wife, it says law, so we dash in law below Yavama. A get is only good to your own wife, and not to your brother's wife. Rashi says, the Kosav law, says the word Kosav law. For the Gemara, no, V'yayim law, you know what we do with this Pasuk, the Kosav law, you have to write the get to her, to your wife, we dash in Lishmo, that the get has to be written Lishmo, the Seifa has to know exactly who the husband is and who the wife is. So we use the word law to say Lishma. So how could we say now law teaches us that a get is only good to your wife and not to the Yavama? And the Gemara Trey law see if it says two times the word law. So one is for Lishma and one is for get is by your wife and not by Yavama. But the Gemara no, the Akat and the brother still I need it. Chad law Lishma, v'idach law, v'lo v'lo l'chavertot. That what? That you can't use the get for another one even though it's the exact same name. So Rashi says, if with one get, a man writes on it that this man wants to be megarish his two wives. So in one get, you can't do that. One get cannot be used for two wives. That's why he uses positive, because of law. Law means each wife has to have her own get, and you can't use one for two. So we need already these two words, law, law. One, to teach us the get has to be written Lishmo, and secondly, it has to be written separately and not together. So how do I know to say that get only helps by your wife and not by your vama? So my answer is, Elo Makro, rather say like this. The pasuk says, Noal Noal. It says by Chalitza, taking off the shoe. So we dash in Noal in, it says Noal, the shoe. So we dash in Noal in, Midiachrin Eloi. Only making a Chalitza, taking off the shoe, that's the only thing that could be Matah. They're not a get. Gemara says, behind Noel, does the word Noel, does it come for this Joshua? We need it for something else. Look at the Tanya, like we learned. The Pasuk says, Noaloi, that what she has to take off his shoe. His shoe. Now, how do we know we can use a shoe belonging to anybody? Doesn't have to belong to the Yavam. Talmudayma, Noel, Noel Rebut. It's an extra word, Noel, to teach us any shoe that he wears, even though it's not his own, still is good. The Rashi says, no, Kori, Oma Kura Noel, Kura Yisera, Beis Chalutz HaNoel. It should have said, the Muslim list is Beis HaChalutz. It says, Chalutz HaNoel, extra word, Noel. Gemara says, in came and saw, Matam Lema Noeloi. What did the other Pasuk say, Noeloi? So we dash it, Noeloi Haruyeloi. There has to be a shoe that fits him. Prat Le Godol, Shein Yochol HaHalach Boy. Prat, if it's too big, that he can't walk with it. Or else, Prat Le Kotin, if the shoe is too small, Shein Chayf Es Roy Raglov. It does not cover up most of his foot. And also,